Number 91 from March of 2015, Messages Received. I received a really nice message last week on my phone at the hospital. One of my coworkers had heard the chaplain's bright spot message that I'd done over the intercom and said that it really spoke to her and she wanted a copy of it. It always feels good to get a nice message like that and feel appreciated. However, during that same day in group therapy on psychiatry, I had a patient sling a chair in my direction, call me a sack full of bad names, and slam out the door. I got the message there too, but it didn't feel nearly as pleasurable. That started me thinking about all the messages we receive during the course of our lives. There are a lot more ways to get messages now than when I was young, like email, Facebook, Twitter, and telephone messenger systems. We used to have to rely on letters, telegraph, telephone conversations, and face-to-face messages exclusively. But even though we get more messages than ever before, they still affect us in about the same way. Some are uplifting, some are critical and shaming, and some are just informational. As I lead group therapy on psychiatry, I am always struck by the tragic results I see from messages that these folks received when they were young. These are generally very shaming messages, such as, "What's wrong with you? Can't you do anything right? How stupid can you get? I wish I'd never had you. Why can't you be more like your sister? You are an idiot." Sometimes the messages are not even spoken, but the sick behavior still get the message to come through from things like physical abuse, verbal abuse, sexual abuse, and neglect. The message is clear for an abused and neglected person that they are worthless, otherwise they wouldn't be treated this way. The problem is that little children don't have the capacity to see a situation from somebody else's point of view. Their brains are only developed to the egocentric stage, and that's how they see everything. The world revolves around them. So if, for example, a child's father is an alcoholic and is fighting with his mother, the child immediately believes that he is the problem and is shamed. Little people believe that whatever a big person tells them or does to them must be right because they are big, and thus the child must be wrong. Whenever there is tension in a home, the children and the family pets will pick up on it first and believe it is their fault. The children will shrink into the corner, and the family dog will crawl under the table, even when the tension is not about them. Children have plenty of other opportunities to feel shame besides their own family. Kids love to make fun of other kids at school and bully them. You can always tell the kids who have big-time shame issues because they're trying to dump their shame off by picking on other kids and trying to make them look worse. All of us receive shaming messages at some time in our life, but for many people, these messages have become so bad and horrible that it has emotionally crippled them. But there is a way to lessen the damage by these messages. When we become adults, we have the brain development to see things from another person's perspective. We can go back in our life and drag these spoken and unspoken messages out and look at them critically and ask if this was really true about us, or if this was just another sick thing said by a sick person and therefore doesn't count. After all, just because somebody says something about us, does that mean that it is true? If I called you a chair, for example, would that mean that you were a chair? Likewise, some sick person may have called you stupid, but does that mean you are? No, indeed. But the best way we can combat shame messages is by continually listening to the messages of love and acceptance from our God. God's ultimate word to us is the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ. If you ever wonder what God thinks of you, just hearken back to the fact that He believes you are so valuable that He was willing to sacrifice His genetic son for all of His adopted sons and daughters, you and me. That message keeps affirming us as no other can do. It keeps whispering in our ear the things that every person needs to hear. I love you. I don't care what you have done. You are mine. I think you are fine just the way you are. Nobody will ever be like you. You are special, and I would do anything for you. I read a quote recently that I like. It said, "Don't ever take your worth from people who don't value you." You and I will receive lots of messages in our lives, but we must always consider the source and remember that the source in our lives is God, who never makes junk.